Next is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, 6th chapter, text number 11, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on December 29th, 1976, in Bombay, India.
The low-class people, due to their gross ignorance, introduce a system of religion that deviates from the basic principles. The other day I was speaking that system of religion can be given by God Himself. But they do not know who is God, where is God, what is His principle, why does He want to give us religion? They are so ignorant, especially in this age. They do not believe in these things at all. Very awkward position. So they deride at basic principles, nastis. According to them, asi bhuta sade hasa bhuta punaragamana ave. The body which is burned down into ashes, what is the meaning of talking about this body that again it comes and takes birth in a different form of life? Nobody believes these things, and now oblivion. Very precarious condition of this age. Mandas, mandamataru, mando bhagya, buddhasa. So, therefore, the process of reviving their Krishna consciousness is Krishna. No other process will help. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was Krishna Himself, he advised, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevala. The only hope is, if you go through the Shastra, Vedic literature, that is the way to understand. But at the present moment, people are so engrossed with material affairs that they are not interested in to hear or to talk about consciousness. That's not a very good sign. It is the previous condition of durvikha. That is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam, that people in general, when they come to the point of suffering from natural law, then they will revive their nitya-siddha Krishna bhakti. So therefore, as I was speaking in this morning, we have to elevate the human civilization from a platform which is on equal level with Hobbes' civilization. We should very carefully study and try to know whether the advancement of civilization which we have accepted is genuine. No, it is not genuine. It is misleading. Our aim of life is not to get a comfortable life for few years. Actually, there is no comfortable life, still we consider and forget our real business, self-realization. So, this person, Maya Sukhayo Bharamud Bhato Vimura, they have been described by Prahlad Maharaj as the most hated foolish person. Vimura. Bhagavad Gita, Krishna has mentioned this class of man as Mura. And Prahlad Maharaj has described this class as a man, not only Mura, but Vimura. Vimura means particularly Mura, Pramatta. Nunang Pramatta Kurute Vikarma, something Vimura. It is very dangerous civilization. They are spoiling the human form of life. This human form of life is meant for different purpose, tapasya. But they have been engaged in the lives of hogs and dogs, work very hard, get some money and enjoy for sense gratification. This is not human civilization. So, following their own mental concoction, they automatically fall down into the dark region of existence. Adanta govi visukanta. Yesterday I went to Malar, to some friend's house. How they are living, middle class men in Bombay especially, we see they are living very awkward position, not very comfortable life, and still they stick to the city life, and if we call them, come to Hyderabad, we shall give you nice place, nice food, nice meal, nice cloth, that is your problem. We shall give you. Please come and live with us. No. That's what is called hog siblings. Hogs, they're living in a filthy place, eating stool. If you request the hog, please come with me. I shall give you nice place to live in, I shall give you halwa. He'll not come. So this is the position. Therefore, they fall down. From our spiritual identification, we fall down to material identification, upadhi. Material identification, designation. I am now speaking, I am Indian. But Indian, that is my designation. I am neither Indian nor European. You are not Indian, European. We are giving more stress on the designation. That is the mistake of modern civilization. And in the Shastra, such persons who designate himself with this body, they have been described as gokhar, saiva gokhar. So, we shall be very careful, take to Krishna consciousness. In this age of Kali, people are overwhelmed by the modes of passion and ignorance. Lord Rishabdeva incarnated himself to deliver them from the process of Maya. God has no business to come here. He is Vaikunthapati. Vaikuntha means Vigata Kuntha Dasma. Kuntha means anxiety. In the spiritual world, there is no anxiety. And the material world, it is full of anxiety. Sada samudvigna dhyam asad graha. On account of accepting this false, temporary material world, we are always full of anxiety. And Vaikuntha world, kingdom of God, is just opposite. There is no anxiety. Why there is anxiety? Here, we have got the fear of birth, death, old age and disease. And in the spiritual world, there is no such thing, birth, death, old age and disease. And everything is complete there. There is no fight between one person to one person. In this way, the description is there. The summary is that there is no jurisdiction for the three modes of material nature. It is above the jurisdiction. That is Vaikuntha world. So long we are in the jurisdiction of three modes of material nature, statement, up to that time we shall disagree with one another and there will be trouble. Therefore the Vaishnava religion is meant for the peaceful person. No trouble. Sama sarvesu bhuteshu madhvakti lavati para. Those who have come to this day of seeing everyone on the equal terms. Equal terms means spiritual. That we invite everyone. There is no discrimination. We don't care for the designation. We invite everyone to leave aside the designation and come in your original form and be Krishna conscious and be happy, for which we are prepared to take all kinds of inconvenience. There is no inconvenience, but suppose in the old age I am traveling all over the world, people think that I have taken some hardship, but for Krishna's sake, immunity is hardship. Actually, there is no hardship. But immunity is hardship, we should take it. Paropakar. People are in ignorance, they are suffering, and it is especially India's business to release them from this material suffering and give them information about the Vaikuntha world, the world of no anxiety, and try to train them in different ways. That is the real welfare activity in the human society. Thank you very much.